2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's now 5 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. It's the 22nd of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 51 degrees.
Like a decent start to our morning drive so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, we expect the search to pick up again today for Brian Laundrie at a nature reserve in Florida. He's a person of interest in the Gabby Petito death, which has now officially been ruled a homicide.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, it is ruled a homicide, but we don't know yet what caused her death. Still needing the full autopsy results for that. And there's no way to talk to her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, when he's missing too. But some Utahns feel this is a case that should prompt discussions about domestic violence. Holly spoke to KSL TV at that growing memorial for Gabby in front of that mural in Ogden.
Women need to know how precious they are, how valued, how wonderful. And hopefully Gabby knows that, even though she's not here with us.
Holly says there are books at the memorial for people to leave messages to the Petito family. She hopes the messages will give them comfort. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A massive manhunt is continuing today in Florida for Brian Laundrie. He was last seen last Tuesday when his family says he went for a hike in a nature preserve near his home.
ABC News contributor and former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says he believes Laundrie is alive.
I could be wrong, but I don't believe so. Just by experience, I've seen it time and time again. People commit atrocious acts, and they'll act like they're attempting suicide, but they don't.
Law enforcement officials are facing growing scrutiny over the case, including how police in Florida lost track of Laundrie, the only person of interest in Gabby's disappearance.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
Teams are searching Yellowstone National Park for a missing conservationist from Ogden. Katie Davis tells KSL TV's Matt Rascone Kim Crumbo was her mentor when she joined the Wildlands Network 5 years ago.
Why I think everyone's just so shocked about this news is that of all the people be lost or missing, it would not have been Kim.
Crumbo and his half-brother were on a four-day trip to Shoshone Lake in the park. Monday, crews found the body of Crumbo's half-brother, Mark O'Neill. They also found an empty campsite and a canoe.
School officials in Ogden are cracking down on the theft and vandalism brought about from that TikTok challenge called Devious Licks. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Well, Tim, many students are sending in tips about fellow students who are stealing school property. Shortly after, the principal at Mount Ogden Junior High sent a letter to parents stating how the thefts were affecting the school, the tips started rolling in. Spokesman for the Ogden School District, Jer Bates, tells the Standard Examiner there's been a swift response from the parents. He says they and school officials are teaching kids about making good choices. Several culprits were discovered, and they're facing a variety of consequences. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is facing criticism from Republicans and Democrats for the way officials are treating migrants in Texas.
In the Oval Office Tuesday, President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson took questions from only two reporters, both of them English, after Johnson suggested it.
I think, would it be okay if we just have a couple of questions, just a couple?
Then White House staff members shouted for reporters to leave, drowning out any questions on the border from American media. Biden was heard saying violence at the border is not justified.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting from Washington.
The FDA is expected today to authorize Pfizer booster shots for specific at-risk populations. ABC's Ike Jachi says the exact details will be hammered out in the afternoon.
The vaccine development's critical as a race against the clock continues. The Delta variant is spreading. 10 states are now reporting a record number of hospitalizations, and 6 have 10% or less of their ICU beds available. Alabama reporting more deaths in 2020 than births for the first time in its history. Arizona, rural hospitals are losing patients due to the lack of resources.
The booster shots will likely be limited to those 65 and up and others in high-risk categories.
A server at a Sacramento, California restaurant says she wants a customer who assaulted her over an unchilled beer glass to face consequences. A restaurant surveillance camera caught the man arguing with the worker before hurling the full beer can or the full beer at her.
Not scared, but I was sad. Like, how come people turn to be like this? So I just don't go to work.
The server, who did not want her name used to avoid reprisal, says the restaurant has seen more violent interactions since the pandemic began.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.